Dublab.
Can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get the answer that you want me to. Well, I knew it. understand. He said, stick by me, I'll be your guiding hand. Don't ask me what I think of you. I might not get the answer that you want me to.
You're a candy man. Tell me, kid, are you a red? Well, I didn't know just what he meant. My hair back then was brown. Our house was plain red brick like most others in the town. So I went and asked my mama why our neighbor called me red. My mommy took me on her knee and this is what she said. Well, you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you march, you're agitated, so you might as well ignore it or love the word instead. Cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. When I was growing up, had my troubles, I suppose, when someone took exception to my face or to my clothes, or tried to cheat me on a job or hit me on the head. When I organized a fight back, why the stinkers called me red. But you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead. Cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. When I was living on my own, one apartment that I had a lousy, rotten landlord, let me tell you, he was bad. But when he tried to throw me out, I rubbed my hands and said, you haven't seen a struggle if you haven't. him, cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. Well, I kept on agitating, cause what else can you do? You're gonna let the sons of bitches walk all over you. My friend said, you'll get fired hanging with that commie mob. I should be so lucky, buddy, I ain't got a job. And you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you marched or agitated, then you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead, cause you ain't been doing nothing if you ain't been called a red. I've been agitating now for 50 years and more, for jobs and for equality and always against war. I'll keep on agitating as far as I can see, and if that's what being red is, well, it's good enough for me. Cause you ain't done nothing if you ain't been called a red. If you marched or agitated, you're bound to hear it said. So you might as well ignore it or love the words instead, cause you ain't been
ago. I was sitting in a cafe in Worcester, Massachusetts, called Alice in the Hat, and there was a fellow sitting next to me. I was working for the Laborers Union. They were doing a labor education program, and the television set was on, and Cesar Chavez was on the evening news leading that first big march in Sacramento, and this fellow who'd been holding his union card for 26 years said, bunch of wetbacks, why don't they ship them back to Mexico, taking jobs away from American workers? And I could have got mad. Then I had to stop and think, well, what did he get in school? What did he get in his work experience? You know, what did he get even from his own union that gave him some tools to understand what it was he was seeing on that television? If he had grown up with a true and sure knowledge of who he was and where he had come from, he would have been a whole lot more pissed off than he was, and he'd have known exactly who to be pissed off at too, I'll tell you that. Well, that's why we do these songs. These songs are a better and more accurate picture, idea of who we are and where we have come from than the best damn history book that you ever read, you know? And like Claire Sparks said, a radical feminist in Southern California, said, the long memory is the most radical idea in America. Would you have freedom from wage slavery? Then come join the grand industrial band. Would you from misery and hunger be free? Come on, do your share, lend a hand. There is power in a band of working folks when they stand hand in hand. That's the power that was ruling every land. One industrial union grand.
Would you have mansions of gold in the sky and live in a shack way in the back? Would you have wings up in heaven to fly and stay here with rags on your back?
There is power in a hand of working folks when they stand hand in hand. That's the power that was ruling every land. One industrial union brand.
If you've had enough of the blood of the lamb, then come join the grand industrial band. If for a change you'd have eggs and ham, come on, do your share, lend a hand.
There is power in a band of working folks when they stand.
Sluggers to beat on your heads, then don't organize, all unions despise. If you'd have nothing before you're dead, shake hands with your boss and look wise.
There is power in a band of working folks when they stand.
Industrial band.
come on, do your share, lend a hand.
There is power in a band of working folks when they stand hand in hand. That's the power that was true in every land, for industrial union brand.
All right.
The little red hen found a grain of wheat, said, "This looks good enough to eat, but I'll plant it instead. Now make me some bread." And she said to the other folks down the street, "Who will help me plant this wheat?" "Not I," said the dog and the cat. "Not I," said the mouse and the rat. "Well, I will then," said the little red hen, and she did. Now the sun shone down, the rain it blew, that grain of wheat grew and grew, began to sprout, headed out till it was ripe enough. "Who will help me harvest this stuff?" "Not I," said the dog and the cat. "Not I," said the mouse and the rat. "Well, I will then," said the little red hen, and she did. Took it to the miller to grind to flour, 'cause the others would furnish her no manpower. And at baking time, they all declined to help her with the job. They were a doggone no good mob. "Not I," said the dog and the cat. "Not I," said the mouse and the rat. "Well, I will then," said the little red hen, and she did. Now that bread looked good and it smelled so fine, the gang came running and they stood in line. "We'll do our part with all our heart to help you eat this chow," she said. "I do not need you now. I planted and hoed that grain of wheat. Them that works not shall not eat. That's my credo," the little bird said, "and that's why they called her Red." It's blowing in the wind again, it's drifting in the rain. Before the dead have moldered yet or wounded heal their pain, I am so old, my grandsons, that I remember when I marched to hail the armistice. I was barely 10. That was the war against all war to save democracy. Praise God, they said, we've won the peace for all eternity. I marched for Spain when some years passed, and marched and marched, and then another war to end all war, and so I marched again. I marched in Minneapolis, Chicago and Duluth, in San Francisco and New York. I marched to shout the truth. I marched in Hiroshima and knelt before a stash of tens of million bones of people atomized to ash. And with the distant rumble of new regiments of men, I read the warning on the tomb, "This must not be again." I marched to staunch Korea's blood. I marched for Vietnam. I marched to stop the napalm, and I marched to stop the bomb. I've marched and marched and marched, oh Lord, I'm sure I've done my due. I marched since I was barely 10, and now I'm 72. I should be lying in the sun or dreaming in the grass, but how, when generals everywhere are polishing their brass, entranced with dreams of four-star roles, so help me Lord, they're glad. It's said that whom the gods destroy, they first must render mad. Their burning eyes see no man's lands and armies poised for action. And you, my warm and loving ones, you're merely an abstraction. It's geopolitics again, and oh, with what finesse. The players push their pawns about, these masterminds of chess. How cunningly they plot each move, how skillfully they spar, and checkmate one another like the masters that they are. How stimulating, how intense, a world to lose or gain, except for one dismaying fact, the players are insane. Controlled, dispassionate, they play this game that madness spawns. I can't even look away. My children are the pawns. I marched to staunch Korea's blood. I marched for Vietnam. I marched to stop the napalm. And I marched to stop the bomb. I've marched and marched and marched. Oh, Lord, I'm sure I've done my due. I've marched since I was barely 10. Now I'm 72. Some people keep on fighting when they've lost an arm or leg. Some still keep up the struggle when they're fragile as an egg. I've heard men rasping, "I object," with voices turned to gravel. I've seen a woman raise a fist who couldn't lift a gavel. And even with a broken heart, one still can make a stand. So lead my children, lead the way. Reach back and take my hand. We'll march again, confound them all. Don't quibble at my age. I'll shield you with my brittle bones. I'll nourish you with rage. I marched to staunch Korea's blood. I marched for Vietnam. I marched to stop the napalm. And I marched to stop the bomb. I've marched and marched and marched, oh Lord, I'm sure I've done my due. I marched since I was barely 10, now I'm 72. We'll march again, confound them all, don't quibble at my age. I'll shield you with my brittle bones, I'll nourish you with rage.
Timbers hold like my father before me. It's all I know. We live only to harvest the coal, to harvest the coal. Mine owner's mercy, about as shallow as a grave. Living in shanty towns, we ain't got no say. 14-hour shifts in such a meager wage, and Mother Jones can't help us now anyway. Anyway, we'll take the roads, we'll take the train by force. Side you're on, yeah, we're the rednecks of the Union 1921. We leave tonight 13,000 strong and take the fight to Blair Mountain before the dawn. Before the dawn, we'll take the road. right for my son, so he'll have a better life. We're soldiers of the Great War, and it don't seem right to treat a man like a dog just to make a dime. Just to make a dime. We'll take the roads, we'll take the trains by force. So deliver us, Lord, from the gathering storm. Lay down your Bibles, take up your guns. Blair Mountain, here we come. Here we come. Here we come. Find a vein, drain the black gold. You better hope to God that the timbers hold.
The bills are all due, the babies need shoes, I'm busted. Gone dry, hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills get bigger each day. County's gonna haul my belongings away. I'm busted. I call Brother Bill to ask for a loan. I was busted. Lord, I hate to beg like a dog for a bone. I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. I was just thinking of calling on you. I'm busted. Are all bare, the cotton won't grow. Me and my family's gotta pack up and go. Where I'll make a living, Lord only knows. I'm busted. Where I'll make a living, Lord only knows. I'm busted. If you don't think she's had it hard, my friend, just take a look at where this woman's been. Take a look at her old worn out calloused hand. Take a look at loneliness that never ends. to draw near. But her hard times didn't leave such souvenirs. Shoved aside like some old worn out shoe. That's her rewards for all that she's been through. Oh, calloused hands don't bring you much cheer when they're all you've got to show. A few kind words, a love song to draw near. But her hard times didn't leave such souvenirs. Her tears you'll never see neath all that pride. And the thing she long hoped for, she put aside.
The time. I love so well.
Yes, someday I'll go home, and I know I'll right the wrongs. These troubled times will follow me no more. Yes, someday I'll go home, and I know I'll right the wrongs. And these troubled times will follow me.
I tried to be the kind of woman you wanted me to be, and I tried to see life your way and say all the things you'd like me to say. Loving thoughts, gentle hands, all guaranteed to keep a hold of your man. Made to please and not to tease, it's the custom-made woman blue. Want someone who knows how to think and do. So young were nothing but lies, made to please and not to tease. It's the custom-made woman blues, made to please and not to tease. It's the custom-made woman blues.
If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Well, let me tell you people what a liar will do. He's always coming with something new. Steal your heart with a false pretense. Make out like he's your bosom friend. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Notion to defend and prove, you lay around his neighbors to get the news. Nearly every day when you look out, you can see that liar coming to your house. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Surprise your mind, mix a little truth for to make it shine. When he finds out you believe what he say, then that liar's gonna have his way. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Here comes that liar with his deceit. When he gets his business fixed just right, then that liar's gonna cause a fight. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone.
Well, he makes out like he loves you so well.
Everything he hears, he must come and tell.
Let me tell you, sister, if you only knew
what a certain somebody said about you.
He studies up a lot, tell it so smooth.
That you think absolutely that it must be true.
He'll urge you out to trace the tale.
If you don't mind, you'll be put in jail.
A hypocrite and liar both keeps up a fuss.
Both very bad, but a liar's worst. If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Said you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone.
Hey, 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 got the early Monday morning working blues. I put on my ragged, worn out working shoes. Oh, well, the weekend was too short, but I can't choose. When the Lord made the working girl, he made the blues. Me here with the working girl blues. My boss said a raise is due most any day. But I wonder, will my hair be all turned gray before he turns that dollar loose and I get my due and lose a little bit of these working girl blues?
Take me back, Tulsa. I'm too young to marry.
See that gallery dress on some folks called Anna, stole my heart away from me down in Louisiana.
Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back, Tulsa, I'm too young to marry.
Thank you. a willow, and mourning like a dove, weeping like a willow, and mourning like a dove, this man of the country that I really love. Hello, stranger, but your love.